You can't protect the city, man.
Deep Cut Geeks.
Hello, foodies and geeks. I'm Matt Man,
and I'm also Tama Two Stars.
And together we are the Deep Fried Geeks. Our weekly podcast where we talk about food, movies, comics, TV shows, and general geek news. Hey, what's up, Tom?
Nothing.
Is that an alarm going on?
It's like when you have the emergency scheduled broadcast system, you're just like...
It feels like it's been a little while.
It is, but not really. It just seems like it.
Yes. We had a special bonus pod last week. If you listened to, a lot of people have listened to it. Almost 30 downloads on the Halloween episode.
Oh, really?
Yes. So, people like spooky Halloween stuff. And me being the king of trivia.
It's funny. I went to a trivia night at another place, and I was like, some of the questions, I was like, hope they asked some of those questions. And luckily, they asked a few of them. I was like, yes.
You're like, I'm the Halloween trivia man now.
Sort of. We didn't win.
Vlad the Impaler. That's Dracula.
No, but the one question was Dracula's son. What does Dracula mean? His devil's son? So that was one of them.
Oh, okay. So, are you going to call me the king of trivia now?
All right. Your highness.
I could get used to that, I guess.
I only have to do it for, what, two casts?
Yeah, just two casts.
All right,
that's
king.
It.
All right, king.
You're
like the Burger King, where he's not a king, but what else do we call him?
The king of burgers.
The king of burgers.
The king of geeks. King of trivia. Trivia geek king.
Trivia geek people. On with the king.
Geeking on with my subjects, my royal subjects. So, thank you for listening to the Halloween episode and the 50th episode, too. Yay! Remember, if you're listening to our podcast and you enjoy it, drop us a review on iTunes.
Yes.
Tell people you're enjoying us. And also,
spread
tell us
the
if
word,
you're enjoying
mocking bird.
That you can also communicate with us by Facebook, right?
Facebook.
Deep Fried Geeks.
Twitter at Deep Fried Geeks,
yep.
Instagram
at Deep Fried Geeks.
Deep Fried Geeks,
and then you can also download us on Stitcher, Podbean app, iTunes, all that cool stuff. And you can also email us at mattman.blog@gmail.com.
Yep,
but
yep,
most
yep.
of all, leave us an iTunes review. Right?
Yes.
So we had our 50th episode drop a couple weeks ago too.
50.
So this is number 51 now, Tom. All new, all great.
Whole new, all the same, but better. trying to take like Marvel's new slogan. It's like all new, all different. All new, all the same.
All better. That's good. I like that. Yeah. We get the dog in the background going to town on a bone. That's good too. Adds to the sound effects. So I figured we would, we got some feedback from people.
Good feedback, right?
Good feedback.
Yeah.
They said that they like to hear us geek out about stuff.
Good. We'll geek out the most.
And talking about geeky stuff. So
talking
we have a little bit
stuff.
Of...
talking about super nerdy things.
Putting it in our mouth. Putting the geeky nerdy things in our mouth and our mutts.
No matter. Hey-oh. We're gonna rewind.
Hey-o.
We're gonna rewind a little bit.
Put lightsabers in the books.
No! Not only is it gonna burn, you put a lightsaber up there, it's really gonna burn.
It would. You cut yourself open.
Cut your sphincter right open.
Oh, that would be awful.
Terrible. Why are you talking about this thing?
Darth Vader's like, I like to kill them by sticking. I don't know why he sounds like Batman.
Where's the butt?
I like to kill them by sticking the lightsaber up their butt.
Join me or face the wrath of the Empire up your butthole.
What?
Saber
he like uses the force to lift them up, choking, take their pants down, flips them, and
they become
penetration a, from a lightsaber.
The force penetrates us, surrounds us.
Not only does the force penetrate you, Darth Vader does.
And scene.
So a little bit of a new format where we're going through, and we're going to have picks of the week, Tom. Geeky picks of the week. It's going to be movies we're watching, movies we recommend, TV shows we're watching and recommend, Tommy's going to have a comic geek pick of the week.
Comic books.
And then we're still going to do Food Glorious Food for a little bit. And geek out about food and do geek news. So maybe a little bit longer episodes, maybe not. You excited? You want to dive right in?
Let's jump in.
This means you need to have like a sub intro for
Cannonball.
All of these.
Oh, do we? Okay. So let's see. Pick of the week.
Movie geeks. Boom. You got one?
Movie pick of the week.
That's good. I like that. That's going to be your thing now.
I have a soundboard of ourselves just randomly stuff. All right. In the future. Push number this button. You can't protect a rat. Push this button. Put it in my mouth.
So, Tom, I have a confession to make to you. And,
these are my confessions.
I think you might be upset with me a little bit.
Oh, boy.
So, I'm sorry.
You got something pumpkin spice to
No, no. I was given 2 premiere tickets to go see Doctor Strange early yesterday. But I decided I did not want to go because I had to work all morning. And I knew you had your thing yesterday as well that you do. So I gave the tickets to an avid DFG listener, P. Diddy.
Oh, P. Diddy? That's so nice of you.
P. Diddy went up and he watched Doctor Strange.
P. Diddy and Miss P. Diddy?
P. Diddy and Miss P. Diddy. And he said it was amazing. It was Miss P. Diddy's favorite comic book movie
really?
Ever. Yes.
So take that, Marvel.
Boom. He said it was super cool, different.
Yeah.
And awesome premiere.
Still
so
awesome. Okay,
we didn't get to see the movie early, but
not
he
this
did,
time.
He did.
We took. I mean, even early was like it's technically Wednesday
it's
now.
Like 3 days away. Yeah. It was
most of the time early. We see like Thursday night, and that's
we do.
So like getting to see it on a Tuesday is like really early.
Super early. Yeah, it was like a special premiere ticket.
Yeah.
That I got through that wing place that I worked
fancy.
At.
Fancy. That's the wings that are untamed.
So Rotten Tomatoes
The movie critics.
The movie critics. The conspiracy theory goes on. So I don't know if you remember when they were coming out and saying that they felt people felt that Marvel was
paying
off critics
to
get good
critics.
Reviews.
Okay.
Well, Doctor Strange has 100% fresh rating.
100% really?
On Rotten Tomatoes.
That's crazy.
Pretty hardcore. Last time I looked, it was 100%.
That's insane.
So it's getting pretty darn good reviews. They're expecting it to make buku bucks this weekend.
All right.
So the reviews are amazing. Everybody's seeing positive things. I haven't read anything bad. What are you excited about for Doctor Strange this week?
I'm ready for baloney blubbercooch so that we can see some awesome mystical action.
Baloney.
Butthole crack.
Bumblebee butthole lightsabers. I'm excited to see him too. I don't think they could have done any better casting.
No, I think they've just been spot on with all their casting in this last decade.
I'm excited to see him. I like the girl they picked to play the ancient one who is told to Swinton.
She's always kind of like that
creepy,
but also like elegantness to her.
She was
like,
the White Witch.
The White Witch. She did like that, like spot on.
Yeah. I'm excited to see her. I'm excited to see how they're kind of playing in what they do with the Infinity Stone because there's 1 Infinity Stone we're missing. And it's supposed to be in Doctor Strange.
The one? We're missing more than one.
No, we've got all 5.
Wow. If anything, we've got power from Ronan's staff.
Right.
We've got soul, that's just stuck, I'm assuming, in Vision's head.
Yeah.
We have space, which is the ether from Dark
Guardians.
World.
Oh, and then we got the one from Guardians of the Galaxy.
That's what I said, Ronan's staff. That's power.
Loki's staff.
Okay, that's soul. That's again in Vision's head.
Okay, all
right. the tesseract, which is probably space.
Yes,
because it opens up a hole in space. So now there's still 2.
Reality would be Doctor Strange's, probably right.
Probably, yeah, because it's alternate. That makes sense. So there's a
soul,
reality, space, time.
Okay,
and power.
So
I think time is the only one.
Time will probably get. With Ego, the Living Planet, and everything from Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, probably. I'm excited
how they're
going to
play
that.
Like, are they going
to
personify him only as the planet itself, or is he going to be able to like morph down?
I think he'll be able to morph down, probably.
That
I think
makes sense.
Either he'll be able to morph down, or he had been a person.
Yeah.
And then Thanos turned him into a planet or something like that. Maybe something happened.
Hopefully the Hulk doesn't try to punch him and break him.
Yes, he does that. But doesn't he try to burp?
He, like, concentrates his entire will on him and punches him, knocks him out.
Well, we're not expecting any Hulk in the Guardians of the Galaxy.
No, but that would be awesome. He should just be like a traveling Marvel troubadour that shows up in the rest of the movies.
He's been in the Thor Ragnarok.
I know, I can't wait for that.
What are you most excited... Oh, you already said what you're excited about, seeing Benedict Cumberbatch.
Just, I like the whole... the concept of Doctor Strange, and we've only barely had, like, a taste of the mystic side of the Marvel universe. So just like Thor. It'll but there's like constantly like you know, Tony's always like, you can scan it and study it and it's science, blah, blah, blah. But now we're really going to take the left field and
that's
like,
a very
there's
big
no
part.
Real science here.
And that's a very big part of the Marvel universe.
It's very like based in science and logic.
Yeah.
It's alien technology. It's ancient technology versus this is just, explain it.
Yeah.
Demons and Dormammu.
Cumberbushes.
Whoa. First of all, it's CB.
Crafty butt.
Crafty butt.
Crafty butts. is there anything you're worried about with Doctor Strange?
I'm worried that they're either gonna kind of not tie in, like, Doctor Strange-based villains.
Yeah.
Or...
Mordo is
they're going to try and tie too much of what's going to happen in the Marvel Cinematic Universe that they barely have a story. Like what they did with Age of Ultron. Like, they're all worried about this
other stuff.
They're
worried about the future, and they're not worried about
And then
about
all of a sudden, like,
story.
Ultron's like, hey, it's about me! Yeah. It's about me!
Ultron gets developed and made in literally 5 seconds, then he's like, I'm a puppet, and I have no strings, and now I'm ultimate power, and I hate Tony Stark, he's my daddy, and
he's
I'm
my daddy,
him.
And I hate him.
So,
no,
such
no
a fast.
On me.
Have you read the Age of Ultron comic?
No, I want to.
Completely
though.
Different.
Yeah, because it's like he actually destroys the world, and then they're kind of like the shambles. It's alternate universe, so like this post-apocalyptic world.
It's good.
What's left of the Avengers have to rise up and destroy them.
Where do you think? Where are you going to rank it? Where do you think? How do
Ultron?
Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange?
Like, do you think it's going to become your favorite Marvel movie? Like, Mrs. P. Diddy?
Mrs. P. Diddy? I don't think it's going to be my favorite. But if it's really that good, like 100% Rotten Tomatoes, it's probably going to be like maybe third or fourth.
Yeah. I think it'll be up there for me. I think I'll probably like it better than most of them. I'm excited. So go see Doctor Strange this week. Put it in your eyeballs. When you see it, maybe leave us a review on our page.
Yeah,
tell us about
good.
It, what you thought.
Two Eye of Agamotto's up.
Yes.
I don't know.
That's good. hey, Tom.
Hey, Matt.
TV Geeks of the Week.
Change the channel. Let's tune in now.
So, Netflix has taken over our culture.
It pretty much has.
Yes.
What do we watch on television? Right now, they only watch two shows that are on television. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and Walking Dead.
Yes.
Everything else is just noise.
I didn't even watch the newest Walking Dead episode.
What? It's kind of boring. It's all right. it's a good episode, but
it just follows Morgan and Carol,
right? Pretty much.
It doesn't have Negan popping anybody out.
They go to the key. They go to the kingdom. That's
whoa!
Find out about the kingdom.
I hit you so hard, your eyes popped out.
That's kind of just disgusting.
That's the part all I watch right now is Walking Dead 2.
Yeah.
Pick of the week for TV, Tom. I have been on the Munsters kick on Netflix.
Oh, the Munsters.
I've been binge-watching some Munsters. I watched like 6 episodes in one day. A little weird, right?
A little Kermit different. Munster, I wouldn't have expected that, yeah.
Eddie Munster and Grandpa Munster.
It's always like a show that I've always wanted to like get into, but I just kind of like, man, never...
It's fun, because it's like those old sitcoms, but with monsters.
Yeah, you have Frankenstein, vampires.
And seeing everybody react to them.
And then just an average teenage girl.
Yeah. what's her, Madeline?
I don't know. I've never really got
Madeline,
it.
I think is her name. What have you been watching on Netflix, Time of Two Stars?
Right now, I've been going through Last Man Standing. Well, that was Home Improvement.
Same thing. Isn't he pretty much the same character?
No, he plays a different character than Tim Taylor.
So what is this? Does this guy build stuff too?
Not really. So in this show, Tim Allen plays Mike Baxter, who's a marketing agent for this like outdoor type store, like kind of like Bass Pro Shop.
All right.
We'll go to Bass Pro Shop. And, he's just the only, and he has four three daughters, so he's the only man in the household, and they all live in the same household.
He's not married?
No, he's married. He has a wife and three daughters.
Okay.
And one of the daughters has a son, so it's he's literally like, the concept is last man standing.
Okay.
Always dealing with that shenanigans. It's a good show. It's funny, quirky.
He's ancient, probably, huh?
Does he look? He's got to be in his 60s.
Yeah, he's good, yeah.
But he doesn't look like it, though.
Is there anybody else famous in that show, or just
It's pretty much just it.
Would you recommend people watch Last Man Standing on Netflix?
Yeah, I'd recommend it. It's a funny, goofy little show.
Yeah. You've watched Stranger Things now, though, right?
I have watched
Stranger Things. Because I was going to be mad at you if you were watching this.
About it. Sorry, forgot. I'll get to it eventually. I've watched Stranger Things.
They have released so many new seasons of stuff on Netflix.
I know, that's
that
crazy.
I'm almost too intimidated to watch it.
It's like every 2 months, you get like season updates on shows.
Arrow, Flash, iZombie. Yeah. I'm just like, I'm so behind right now.
You said it's Supergirl, I want to say.
Another season of Supergirl?
No, I think so, just the first
one. Oh, yeah. I watched that. Have you watched that?
No.
That was pretty good.
I haven't really watched any of the...
Larry was Kara from Supergirl.
Oh, that's cool. Yes.
You haven't watched any of the...
And the...
Warner Brothers?
No, Warner Brothers. The Gossip Brothers, Girl. DC.
Gossip Girl, DC.
Gossip Girl doesn't tie into the DC universe.
They're on CW, so it's basically soap opera superheroes now.
That's crazy. Yeah. That would be a weird tie-in where it's like Supergirl shows up. What if you murdered someone?
Tell us what you're watching on Netflix.
Yep.
Let
us
know
what you're geeking out about.
Tell us that.
Maybe you're watching Luke Cage. Maybe you're watching some other stuff.
Oh yeah.
Let us know.
Watching Luke Cage say "Sweet Christmas."
Sweet Christmas.
Tell people not to call him the N-word.
I'm not a hero. Don't call me an N-word.
Don't call me the N-word.
You see an N-word?
I'm no N-word
right here in front of you.
See the N-word around? I'm not an N-word. You see an N-word? I'm no N-word.
It's
I'm
Harlem.
Not an N-word. I run Harlem, but I'm not an N-word.
I'm gonna emphasize that all day. Too much.
Tommy's comic geek, so pick a week. Tommy's reading comic books. Gonna pick them, tell you what comic books
Stone's
read.
Gonna happen. Comics.
Tommy, 2 stars, pick your comics. What are you reading this week, Tom? 2 stars?
So this week they just premiered, I haven't read it yet, Death of X.
Okay.
So this whole comic book series is revolving around the death of the mutants.
And so it's one of the big two, so it's released by Marvel, right?
Yep.
Who kills them? Do you know who kills
them? So what's killing them is actually the Terrigen Mist. That's the Inhuman. So Terrigen Mist is actually poisonous
to
mutants.
Civil War, so it's kind of feeding
into that. So the Civil War is actually like slowly killing out the mutants,
yes,
because of all the Inhumans that are
okay
birthing forth.
Have you read so this is issue 3, you said?
Yep.
Have you read issue 1 or 2?
Nope. Just looking forward to
you
it.
You have them though?
But I know the whole concept of it, how it's like basically it's all crumbling down and it's only like a handful left and no more mutants. Like they've already released in, I can't remember which all new, all different series. It's not Extraordinary X-Men. That one's still just going on like there nothing's happened. But they basically stated like no more mutants are being born, stuff
that's
like
sad.
That. Yeah.
So it's kind of like the Passover for mutants.
Yep. It's like the Hebrew Passover. How the angel of death is slowly killing all
the
mutants.
The Terrigen Mist is killing all the firstborn mutants.
Unless they put the blood of Wolverine over the sky. The Terrigen Mist will kill their firstborn.
That sounds pretty good, though. It sounds like fun, and it's cool. Yeah. Have you been reading any Civil War at all?
Yeah, some.
Okay, so it's feeding into that pretty well.
Yeah.
I was having to tell Larry the other day what Civil War was kind of based off of. Things we're talking about it and what they're fighting about. I'm like, basically, they're fighting because there's people who.
Well, there's Civil War 1, and right now we're in the middle of Civil War 2.
Yeah, Civil War 2.
Yeah.
And basically, Civil War 2, they're fighting because they're trying, because people can tell, are telling the future. So you have these Inhumans, right? And they can tell the future. And so people are trying to go in and stop things from happening.
Okay.
Right?
I don't know.
Okay, so it made me ask her a question, and she didn't really have a response, and I want to see if you have a response.
Okay.
If you had the opportunity to go back in time and kill Hitler as a baby.
As a baby.
Because you know that you're going to be able to stop the millions and millions of people he killed. You sneak in his little room, and stab him while he's in the cradle. But you know that he's going to be Hitler. Would you kill the little baby Hitler?
That's...
Larry just stared at me like I was insane or a psychopath.
That's a deep question and dark question. Like, that's just like one evil to prevent a greater evil, though.
Right.
Oh, man.
But if you kill him, then, you know, then you have all these Jews running around.
I guess that's a bad thing.
No, it's a good thing.
Okay. Guess just the way you're wording it, it looks like,
because we'll get more matzo ball soup.
Oh, good point.
So you're saying no, probably?
I don't know if I could do that. That's a lot. That's just, like, crazy.
Yeah, it is pretty. It's hardcore, right?
It's too hardcore.
Well, that's kind of what... So, it's like... I think Civil War II, they're kind of doing that. They're like, well, if you kill Spider-Man's going to end up killing this person.
Yeah,
so if you kill Spider-Man, it'll stop him
from... I know the Hulk's dead.
Yes.
Bruce Banner's dead.
A Hawkeye killed him, right?
Yep.
Shot like him that. In the eye. Something like that, yeah.
Well, he still has mid-sentence, like, and you!
Going off on a righteous rant.
Yep.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, Matt.
Food, glorious food.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing some food news this
food
week.
Food news.
Something that I wish Leviticus was here for.
Yeah, he'd be all up in this. Because
he would be super excited about this.
He would be like, arriba, even though he's never said that.
Taco Bell has started a new program, or they're starting to deliver in certain cities around the country.
Really?
And it's going so well,
yeah,
that they're probably going to sue every Taco Bell.
Oh, really? Wow. As Leviticus would say, amazing!
Amazing! I want to put the tacos in my mouth! Because it's amazing! Put it in my baby's mouth, too! Little baby tacos! So, how often would you order Taco Bell for delivery?
I don't really order delivery very often. Like, for, like, anything that already delivers, I don't even do it. Yeah, but I feel like... I don't buy the most expensive stuff when I go to Taco Bell in general.
So you'd feel bad?
So half of it would probably be the delivery charge.
Yeah, but I'll have two soft tacos. Sir, we can't deliver.
We have to at least be $20, sir.
Oh. Okay, I'll have 22 soft tacos.
22 soft tacos then.
So you don't think you'd ever order the Taco Bell delivery?
Probably not.
So it's not really anything that excites you.
I don't think
it
affects
you.
Me very much. Because, like, I love pizza, but I don't order, like, pizza all the time. They already deliver.
Is there any food places that if they delivered, you would order all the time then, you think? Like, if the Celtic Raid could deliver fish and chips.
So deliver scotch eggs and fish and chips? Yeah. That might be it.
Like four times a week?
Maybe a couple times.
Bring me a Guinness and fish and chips and a scotch egg, please.
If you drink this Guinness before it gets here, I will be upset. I will turn it back.
You won't like me when I'm angry.
I live way out, like, off of, like, in dirt road stuff, too, so I'm not really sure I'd be able to get delivered anyway.
Hey, I just got a really good idea.
Yeah?
I'm going to call Leviticus right now.
Oh.
And tell him the delivery taco news.
Oh.
Do you think we'll be interrupting him in anything?
It's 6 p.m.,
he should
so
answer
hopefully
the phone.
Not.
So this is for you, DFGers. We're going to call Leviticus right now and tell him this news. So
live
let me put
him Leviticus.
On speakerphone here. Speakerphone. It's ringing.
Oh, we're ringing.
Oh, I don't think he's gonna answer.
He better.
He's probably like, why are they calling me right now? I think he was showing the house.
Oh, this will be really awkward. Go into a bathroom. We gotta talk to him. Whole house is that bathroom.
What's up, man?
Hey, how are you?
Hey!
Good.
You got a minute?
Yeah, what's up?
Okay, we just want to let you know that you're being recorded right now.
On the DFG!
What?
So do you give us our do you give us permission to record your voice?
I give you permission.
Sound like a political party.
So we have some food, glorious food news for you that we wanted to share. Because we were talking about this news. And we thought it is about tacos. And we thought that this would excite you.
Tell me more.
Okay. Taco Bell is starting to deliver.
What?
Amazing, right? So they've been in other cities. They've been going out and delivering tacos, and it's been going so well that they're going to start to deliver in certain cities.
More cities.
So I don't have to go to Taco Bell to get diarrhea. I can just have it at my home.
Yeah. Amazing!
I would like you to deliver the diarrhea to my door, please.
I would like two burritos and a bucket of diarrhea.
I'd like an extra side of diarrhea.
We just thought that you would think that news was amazing.
No, it is. That is really cool. Do we know if it's going to come to our area?
We don't know that. Probably not, because we live in Home Duck Town.
Home Duck.
It took
home
us
dog.
A while to get the breakfast.
It did take us a while to get the breakfast. And I still have not tried the breakfast because I was afraid that I would
get the burrito. Yeah.
You would like it, the crunch wrap, the bacon crunch wrap. It's really good. What sucks, though, is so in Northport, we have the KFC Taco Bell.
Yeah.
They don't do the breakfast.
What? They could do that so good. They could make, like, put mashed potatoes in the breakfast taco.
Oh,
like a
that
breakfast
would be
taco
awesome.
Bowl. That would be so good.
That would be awesome.
Oh, they could mix the KFC and the Taco Bell together
in a
bowl.
Taco Bowl.
That would be delicious. All right, Leviticus. What?
Hey, thanks for calling me and letting me know the awesome news, because that really is exciting.
You're welcome. We just know that you're Mexican, and you enjoy any news about Mexican food.
Because it's muy bueno.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, it could be that Mexico is finally cleaning up their water dispensary, and I'd be excited.
All right, buenos dias.
Buenas noches.
Mi amor.
All right, that was Leviticus. Our resident producer giving us his take on the Taco Bell news. That was good.
That was fun.
We should do like a
we
little
need to call people more often. We just turned it like a talk show.
talking smack. Who's talking shit with the DFG?
Who's the DFG gonna bother today?
Calling random people. Have them talk about diarrhea on the phone.
We found Kevin Smith's number. This is our 20th attempt to call Kevin Smith.
That'd be funny.
That would be funny.
Tom, one more news on food news.
All right, give us
Amarillo's
food.
Texas McDonald's has started selling sweet potato fries.
Sweet potato fries.
Would you eat sweet potato fries?
I do like
McDonald's.
Sweet potato fries.
I like sweet potato fries, too.
And sometimes, like, you know, when you see them on the menu, it's like, I have a craving for them. Put them on my plate so I may put them in my mouth.
Yes, put them in there. I'm going to put them in the honey mustard. Then put them in my mouth.
Maybe some sweet and sour.
Oh, man. Are you fucking kidding me right now?
A little bit of salt, a little bit of sweet.
Sweet potato fries in sweet and sour?
Yeah.
Oh, I just got so excited.
I'm so excited, and I just can't hide it.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, I can't wait for that. So hopefully that's something that goes, that takes off.
Hopefully.
We can have it down here in the good old Florida.
And we can put it in our mouth.
Put it in our mouth.
Hey, Tom.
Matt.
You're going to tell our geekers about some geek news.
I am.
And I'll be back in like 2 minutes.
You going to drop a donk?
No, I got to go get our pizza that's coming to the door.
Pizza?
I guess we can pause real quick.
Yep.
Geek news.
Get ready for that super geek news.
And maybe some pizza.
Hey, we're back.
Like, they didn't even notice. And they're just like, hey, we're back.
Hey, Tom, geek news.
Yeah, all right.
Did you hear this? Oh, go for it.
No, I have no idea.
You have no idea about any of this?
No.
Oh, this is exciting. Go ahead, tell him.
I could read it, but I don't know any information about it.
I'll give you the information.
Okay, here we go. So this just in, hot off the geek presses. Johnny Depp to play a role in the new Fantastic Beast movie.
Fantastic Beast.
Oh, okay. That's not what it said earlier.
Yes, Johnny Depp got casted in the Fantastic Beasts Where to Find Them sequel.
Ooh, they already have a sequel? It's not even out
yet. Yeah, they already said they're having
crazy.
A sequel coming out. The rumor is that he's going to be Grindelwald.
Who's that?
He is an evil... you don't know Grindelwald.
No.
You haven't read the books.
No.
He is the dark wizard before Voldemort becomes the dark wizard. So he's trying to take over the wizarding world before Voldemort arrives.
Why are we tapping on these invisible things?
And Dumbledore kills him.
Oh.
Dumbledore wins the...
Oh, hey everyone! Dumbledore kills Grindelwald.
Spoiler, sorry! With the wand. He gets a lot of power from Grindelwald. Oh. Yes. So it's kind of exciting, right? Johnny Depp in Harry Potter.
So is he going to play, like, is Grindelwald, like, an American or, like, a...
I think he's American. Okay. Yeah. He's going to play him like Jack Sparrow. That'd be awesome. A wizard. Do you have a Jack Sparrow impersonation?
I do.
Okay, do one. Do him casting some spells.
Okay. Where did I put the wand? The wand's over... Oh, here's... Oh, I gotta put the rundown. Hang on a second. Expelliarmus. What? Expelliarmus. Stop. Just listen to me. I'm just trying to tell you that. So, alright, you're not being savvy right now, so we're gonna take the wand over here. Expelliarmus. Takes the wand out of their hand.
That's awesome.
Drops the rum out of their hand.
So are you pretty excited about that?
I think that'd be pretty cool. I like Johnny Depp. It's hard to hate him.
I like Johnny Depp,
too. He's just awesome.
Hey, Tom. Hey, you know who Sigourney Weaver is?
Yes.
She was an Alien, right?
Alien and Aliens and yes. Aliens 3.
Big star.
Superstar. And Avatar.
Yes.
Ghostbusters.
Pretty BA lady. She's about as big as it gets.
She's
right?
tall. 6 foot. Tall yes. lady.
Scary lady. She was Dana. No Dana, only Zool. Right?
Ah. Yes, she was. I kind of had like a slight attraction to her when she did that. She's a pretty lady.
She was a pretty lady. She's cast as the main villain for Defenders, Tom.
Defenders?
Pretty cool, huh? Ooh. So they're kind of going along a trend here.
Yeah.
A lot of big actors are getting the villain roles.
It's because they're smart.
Yes. Are you excited
Netflix
about
is
that?
On fire.
Who do you think she could play?
Who do you think she... I don't know much about, like, Defenders'
Me
main
either.
Villains, so I have no idea.
You think they'll just create
the
somebody
sky's
for
them? I doubt it. They're,
Zool,
they're pretty...
She'll
be Zool. There is no Dana, only Zool.
There is no Defenders, only Zool. Hey, do you know who Harley...
where's Duel? Where's Zool?
Do you know who Harley Quinn Smith is?
Yes, that's Kevin Smith's daughter.
Yes, it is. Kevin Smith is in Canada right now.
Canada,
Filming Supergirl. And he is giving Harley Quinn a role in Supergirl.
Yeah.
So she's going to be appearing in this new season of Supergirl.
Is she going to be like one of the Colleens?
I'd have been pretty cool. Sorry about that. Sorry about that. And then Supergirl punches her in the face.
Just goes flying through a wall.
So people are going to be mad.
Smashing
Brotzies
with laser beams.
On the internet.
Yeah. Like but, I mean, what else are they going to do? Like, try and think about their horrible lives living in their own basements?
I'm so mad because this girl who's done nothing gets stuff cool.
Sorry, that's just how Hollywood works, folks.
Hey, Tom, I'm going to ask you if you know who somebody else is. More geek news. Talia al Ghul. You know who that is?
I mean, it rings a bell. Oh, yes. Ra's al Ghul's daughter.
Yes, we know
and
her.
And Batman's true and only love interest. Aww,
and the mother of Damian Wayne.
And the mother of Damian Wayne.
We know her from Dark Knight Rises, mainly. If you're a Batman, like, kind of mediocre
fan. I'm not a big
fan
of that portrayal of her. Because she, like, dies in it. And
and can't give the birth to Damian.
No give the births.
So if you've watched, you haven't watched Arrow at all.
Nope.
But Ra's al Ghul is a villain in Arrow season two, I think, two or three. And he was amazing.
Ooh.
So this Arrow coming in, they're going to be introducing Talia al Ghul.
Which means it's only a matter of time before they have a Arrow version of Batman.
And that's the new thing we're going to talk about, is pretty strongly rumored that Batman's going to be starting in Arrow soon, too.
Ooh.
How cool would that be?
That would be pretty awesome.
Yes.
Obviously, it's not going to be, like, probably someone, like, a big name.
No. What would be cool, I think, is if they did the kid from Gotham. Right?
Maybe he might be a little too young.
Maybe. Did you hear the awful thing they're doing with Gotham?
No, what are they doing?
I don't know if it's awful, per se. They're doing a relationship. A love relationship, like, sexual relationship between the Penguin and the Riddler.
What? Why?
Weird, right? I don't know. I just read it on the interwebs because people were freaking out about it.
Is that a rumor? Is that actually what they're doing?
They're actually doing it, yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
Doesn't at all, does it?
Oh.
Super weird.
That is very, very weird.
Very, very, very weird. I don't know how I feel about it. It makes me feel uncomfortable, I think.
I just don't understand why. Because, like, every supervillain, like, the Batman universe is always butting heads with each other. Because they're all, like, pompous, big head, like, I want to rule Gotham. No, I want to rule Gotham.
But these two are going to, I guess, rule Gotham together.
Just, all right.
In a throne of love.
That's weird.
Super weird. I thought it was weird, too.
They're stretching something. Yeah. That just seems odd that they want to do that.
It makes me not want to watch Gotham. Not even just because of that. Just, I haven't watched it anyway. Yeah, so
I haven't really watched it either.
Doesn't give me any desire to watch it anymore. Tom, that's all the geek news I got.
That's it?
Do you got anything?
No.
If you saw we forgot some geek news, tell us about it on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Remember to leave us some reviews.
Super awesome reviews.
If you have anything that you want to hear us talking about, make sure you tell us what we need to talk about.
That's
too.
Right.
We are going to be doing a review of Stranger Things pretty soon also.
Pretty soon.
So that is going to be coming in your ears.
Yo, get your Eggo waffles ready. And
Lego my Eggo.
Yeah.
Keep calm and
geek on.